Today on Real Life Radio.
You have relationship issues and you don't understand why. There's things happening in your life. You're targeted at work and you're like, what's going on? You can't figure it out. You've asked God to look at you, search you. God, show me, have I missed something? You're in the midst of a fiery trial.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. What if 2026 wasn't about doing more, but about knowing God more? This January, we're featuring one of the most powerful and timeless books on Christian faith, Knowing God, written by J.I. Packer. Now, this classic has helped millions of believers move from knowing about God to actually knowing God personally. With deep biblical insight and heart-centered focus, Packer invites you to explore God's character, His love, and what it really means to walk with Him. It's not a quick read, it's a life-changing one. Start your year with truth that will reshape your mind, strengthen your heart, and deepen your faith.
Friend, this is a great book to get, and take time to read it. Maybe read a page or two a day. Contemplate it. Think about it. But friends, get a copy for yourself, Knowing God by J.I. Packer. I promise you, it affected my life. It'll do the same for you.
That's Knowing God by J.I. Packer. Get your copy for a gift of any amount at jackhibbs.com. On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack in his message called What We Really Need When We Really Hurt, Part 1, as he continues his series Anchored, A Study in 1 Peter. Now, the Apostle Peter, of course, was a disciple of Jesus Christ who later on became the leader of the first church. Peter understood the times they were in. Christians were under the constant threat of persecution. But Peter also understood how big our God really is, and he knew in his heart that the Lord would take care of them. We do live in an amazing time. Peter warns us that we will suffer hardship, sickness, even persecution. But the most important question a Christian can ask himself today is, when our day of departure from this world comes, are we ready? So today, on day one of this message, Pastor Jack goes on to say that the Bible tells us nothing but the truth. It shares the lives of real people in real situations of suffering. We all hurt, but as believers, we hurt for a purpose. We know that God has an ultimate plan, and He's preparing us for heaven with Him. And now with his message called What We Really Need When We Really Hurt, Part 1, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
1 Peter chapter 4 this morning, and it's my desire that God would seize our hearts today. Father, we ask that you would speak to us. Father, that you would move in this place. This is a gathering together around your word. We're not here to be popular. We're not here to be famous. We're not here to be funny. We're not here to be religious. We are here to see Jesus. And so, God, we pray that by the power of your spirit, you would move in our midst. And God, that from your word today, you would be the teacher. Your Bible tells us that you would give to the church pastors that would teach. But we also know the fine print, that that's a gift of the Holy Spirit. So, Lord, I surrender this pulpit to you and ask you to teach this study to us. And we ask this in the name of Jesus, and all God's people said, amen. Amen. With Bible open, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12 to 19, and we're talking about the life of the Christian. The Bible here tells us if you're going to be a Christian for realsies, you're going to have a difficult life. Now, who wants to say such a thing to a beautiful crowd of people? Come and accept Jesus and you'll have a challenging, difficult life. And yet, I love the reality of the Bible. I love the fact that the Bible tells you without any reservation the truth. The Bible is not a book of theory. That was part of the theme of our journey throughout Israel last week, was God is not interested in theory. God is interested in reality. And we can theorize all we want until we join the real world, and then we've got to actually live. We can have our feelings, but then reality comes. And so, as you know, as you've been going through the book of 1 Peter, Peter is speaking to a persecuted people, the Christians. And he's talking about those who are in trouble for their faith, in trouble with this earth and in trouble with hell, in trouble with demons and with Satan. They are Christians, Christ followers. And he writes to them and he's encouraging them. And I know today that a message like this, as we really touched on it last time together. Does anybody remember last time we were together before the trip? We had a false start. Remember that? I came up here. I was sick. I just kind of talked and confused all of you. And then I went to the airport and left. But we just started. And we hit that word that you saw in verse 12, beloved. We talked about that a little bit. But the announcement that God says to us in the Bible that Christians suffer. For that matter, everybody suffers. But for the Christian, there's a purpose to our suffering. And when you read the Bible, you find out that God's people go through things. Here's the reason why I bring it up. There is an ongoing deception that's going to increase, by the way, in the world. And that is that as a believer in God, you're not going to go through anything. You see, people who love God don't have any bumps or bruises. You just follow God and life will be fine. And I want you to know right now, I'll say it as subtly as I can, but that is a doctrine from hell. For somebody to tell you something opposite than what the Bible says, that all those who live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer difficulty, technically persecution, from the world and from the system, even from spiritual entities. But the Bible's very clear that you need to understand that as believers. And so we're looking at a message entitled, What We Really Need When We Really Hurt. We'll spend a few weeks in this portion of scripture, but all of us hurt. All of us are going through something as believers, and I'm speaking predominantly to the Christian this morning. But we all have troubles, and we need to read the fine print of the Bible. Peter doesn't try to sugarcoat it. He says you're going to have a fiery trial. He says that you're going to suffer. You're going to be like Christ in doing this. The world's going to attack you. And God has a plan. You know, just the other day when we were leaving, we need to be careful about reading the fine print. Lisa and I, we've traveled a lot, and we traveled a lot to Israel. This is our 19th trip of a tour of people from this church to Israel. And you kind of get used to that. So now Lisa's an amazing packer. You know, she gets her stuff out there and she packs and packs and folds, and it's just fantastic how she does that. She can get a lot of stuff into a bag, and that's great. I, on the other hand, you know how opposites marry one another? So me, I get my bag out and I throw my stuff in there and I stand on it and try to get it in there because I pack in faith. I am trusting that the hotel has an iron for me to unpack my bag, that's basically dump it out, and then iron that morning what I need for that day. But that's how I pack. And so we get to the airport, and that's, and, you know, we're there, and we're right on time. For us to be on time means we're good. We're good. They don't close the flight for like another hour. We're good. So we showed up, we had our tickets, and it said United Airlines, fly the friendly skies, United Airlines. So where do you think we went? My daughter took us, dropped us off, drove away at United Airlines, Terminal 6. And we looked at our watch and whew, we just made it. We got up to the counter, handed the attendant our passports and tickets, reminding her that the tickets say United Airlines on it. And she said, where are you going today? And we said, Tel Aviv. And she said, oh no, this is United Airlines. We don't do that from here. Well, where do you do it from? It says United Airlines. No, look at the fine print. The fine print right here says operated by Lufthansa. You've got to go to Bradley. You better go now because your flight closes in 10 minutes. They're going to close it off. So we are running like a bunch of people through crowds, going, getting, pulling, as though we have no faith, as though we were out of control, which we were out of control and we didn't have much faith. And we just got there. We got onto the plane and we start off with stress. 15-hour flight, starting off with stress. Point is this, if we would have taken the time to read the fine print, we wouldn't have been surprised by what was always there. God says to the believer, in this world, there's going to be difficulty, hardship, trying times, but this is what I'm going to do in it, Jack. This is what I'm going to do in it, Lisa. This is what I'm going to do in it, insert your name. I'm at work in all of this. That's what God announces, but I didn't read the fine print. And many Christians today are not reading the fine print of the Bible. They want a God who will make them wealthy. They want a God that will make them happy. They want a God that will make them popular. And the Bible knows nothing about that. But it's something that the human desire wants. And so our God's practical and he wants to answer these issues. So let's dive right into this. What we really need when we really heard is found in verses 12 to 13, and it is this, and it sounds like the statement of the obvious, and that is we need greater faith. You say, I already know this, but listen, I do too. But we need greater faith if we are really going to make it through, not just making it through, but when life hurts, what's going on? When we get hit, where does our mind and where does our logic? For that reason, where does our faith go? Part of being a human being is that we are a faith-based creature. No matter what you believe or do not believe, you're still a faith-based creature. You operate in hope. And faith is that vehicle that God has given us that takes us to the destination of hope. Now listen, faith is not the hope of itself. Faith in Jesus Christ, the Bible says, brings you hope. It's not having more faith of faith. Oh, I've got so much faith. I have faith in faith. Dude, if you have faith in faith, you are in big trouble. You are to have faith in God. Your faith is only as strong as that object in which you trust in. And so all of us are trusting in someone or something. But is it God? He has promised us in this life persecution, hardships, generic sickness of life, common sufferings. But we need to remember something, that God is doing all of these things in our life and allowing these things in our life. Number one, that our faith would be greater. So look at verse 12. We learned this, that faith in God's long-term plan is what you and I need. Will you write that down in your note-taking? You and I need to be reminded that we need to have faith in God's long-term plan for your life, Christian. God's got a plan, and it's awesome. He says, Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you. I want to make you a promise right now, and I'm just echoing it from God's word. You're going to have fiery trials, Christian. Listen how quiet it is in here right now. Listen, if I'm faithful to the teaching of God's word today, you're going to be excited about that. Say, boy, you better be good, Pastor, if that's what you're going to accomplish today, that you're going to ask me to get excited about fiery trials. I'm going to ask you, according to the Bible, to understand what they're all about.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. To learn more about this ministry or to catch up on some previous episodes, go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And now, let's get back to today's message. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
See, boy, you better be good, Pastor, if that's what you're going to accomplish today, that you're going to ask me to get excited about fiery trials. I'm going to ask you, according to the Bible, to understand what they're all about. And to understand, first of all, that God's got a long-term plan. We live in an instant generation. We live in an instant age. Add water, boom, I got this. Drive through, 2 minutes, I have lunch. Download, look, internet, it's too slow. Get it faster, boom, boom, boom. And then we come to Christianity, and God is almost like a sloth moving in our lives. You ever seen those things? And you don't feel it until you're in a crisis and you want God to answer you now. We want God to move now. And it's the very crisis of our faith and of our issue that we're involved in that causes us to get a little tense, a little anxious, that we ask the question, God, where are you? God, how come? What's going on? It's the very crisis, Christian, that God has allowed or engineered that when we come to that moment of asking such questions, he wants us to pull back and understand God's got a long-term plan. But listen, We don't want theory. We want reality. And it begins with this. Beloved, will you circle that in your Bible? We talked about it last time briefly. Beloved, everything that Peter is about to tell his audience is wrapped up in this message from the Holy Spirit of God. Beloved, it means favored one, cherished one. How many of you are Christians? Raise your hand. You're a born-again believer. You're trusting Christ. According to God's word, you are beloved of God. He didn't ask you how you feel about that. He didn't ask you about your opinion. He didn't ask you if you felt worthy on Monday, not so much on Tuesday. God has set his affection upon you, the Bible says. If you've turned to Christ and accepted him as your Lord and Savior, God's hand is upon your life. And the first thing he wants you to know in this is that you are beloved of God. You need to know that. Do you not know that? If you don't know that, you need to know it. And if you're not willing to learn that, you're going to have an impossible time. Life will give you a black eye or more. But if you understand that God loves you, how about this? God loves you so much, he even likes you. Isn't it amazing? According to the Bible, he says, I will never leave you or forsake you. That means if God's got a choice, he wants to be with you. Nobody else may want to be with you, but God wants to be with you. Isn't that enough? Isn't that enough when life throws you things and the home is broken up, the family, the friendships, the job, you've lost everything? Isn't it enough for God to say, I'm here? Do we have faith? Really, do we have faith or do we panic? Do we think this is the end? It's not the end. Life for the Christian is a life of faith and an ever-increasing faith because God has a long-term plan. And he says, beloved, and he says here, look at your Bible. Do not think it's strange. The word strange here is the word surprising. Don't be surprised. Surprised by what? By the fiery trial, which is to try you. Don't be surprised by it. Don't be shocked. The word means, again, know it. You don't need to be amazed or surprised by it. You can be rest assured of something. I don't need to be surprised by this strange thing in my life. And what is that strange thing? What is it in your life, in my life? It's always something, Christian. You say, well, I'm kind of going pretty cool. Just hang on. Your day's coming. Could be you, could be your husband, your wife, your friends, your family, mom, dad, child. We are praying right now for a family, a beloved family of this church, whose child is going through a fiery trial. Actually, the child is the focal point, as you can imagine. Parent, who's going through the fiery trial? None other than mom and dad. Are you with me? Isn't that amazing that the one who loves the most is the one that carries that burden, though someone else may be suffering? When you have jurisdiction over that person's life, you're the one that says, I'll take the pain. Give it to me. You'll do anything to alleviate that child's sorrow or suffering. God's the same way with you, that he's got an absolute plan, because you and I live in a world where there's sickness and pain and sorrow, and God works with us. He's got a long-term plan going on, and he says, don't be surprised by these things. It's interesting because the picture painted is a word for a schoolmaster. Don't be surprised, class. Schoolmaster, a teacher. Now listen up carefully. Please do better. Psst. Please do better than first service. They failed this next part miserably. If you are in school, if you are enrolled in school, and let's say you're taking a math class, are you surprised the teacher says, we're going to take a test now? You're not surprised. First service would be surprised. You're in school. In school, you get tested. By the way, if you're not getting tested in school, find a new school. So I don't like tests. If you avoid tests, you're going to be a really rotten whatever you're going to be. You're going to be a rotten doctor. You're going to be a rotten engineer. You're going to be a rotten whatever. Testing is what exposes where we're at. Testing exposes the place where we're at. It tells us if we're doing it, or it tells us if we need help. Are you with me? No teacher who loves their class gives them a test to kill them. I'm going to give you a test, and I'm praying all of you fail. And yet, no teacher, every teacher wants the class to succeed. That's why they give a test. God gives us a test. It's fiery trials of life. You can't escape them, but there's a meaning, there's a purpose, there's a plan. Well, if God is God, then why is there suffering? Because he has a plan. If your God is a God of love, then why did this? Because he's got a plan. Yes, it takes faith to believe that, but it's not a blind faith. The entire Bible from cover to cover is all about our faith being strengthened and encouraged by the events and by the heroes and by the tragedies recorded in the Bible. But no student is surprised. And God is saying the same thing. Don't think it's strange regarding these fiery trials. The word fiery, mark it in your Bible. The word means intense heat, like a furnace or an oven. Intense heat. Let's see, how does that translate into my life? Intense, overwhelming pressure in your life. I'm talking to the Christian. So, Pastor, the last church I went to, they said if you accepted Christ, then you'd have no problems. Well, that's not a New Testament church. The exact opposite's true. No, God says you are going to have these experiences of your life as though you were placed in an oven and somebody's turned it up to 400 or 1,000. Whatever it takes to melt gold is the plan in God's heart to make you moldable and pliable. God heats us up and he does it through these fiery trials. It's remarkable. And he does so, by the way, like the school teacher, not to destroy the class. And he does it in your life not to destroy you. Now, look, let's be honest. I should announce this disclaimer up front. If you're a Christian today and you've robbed the bank and you got caught and you're going to go to court tomorrow and you say, man, I don't know what God's doing in my life. You know what the answer is? Nothing. God is not doing anything in your life. That's how you got arrested, by robbing a bank, and you're going to go to jail. May the judge throw the book at you. But I'm a Christian. May he throw two books at you. The book of law and the Bible, because clearly you're not reading it. Christian, you commit a crime? Go suffer. There's no mercy or grace for that. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about you, the one who loves God, and your life is difficult. You have relationship issues and you don't understand why. There's things happening in your life. You're targeted at work and you're like, what's going on? You can't figure it out. You've asked God to look at you, search you. God, show me, have I missed something? You're in the midst of a fiery trial. You've gotten sick. The doctor, your white count is up. Something's wrong. God, where are you? I'm right here. He's saying to you, did you know that? May God help. May God heal America from this bizarre prostitution of Bible teaching, so-called, that tells you that you're not going to have any problems in life. That's the greatest way to disillusion people and cast them into darkness. They think they've got the truth, they've been lied to, and then when life hits them in the face, they think God hates them, God doesn't love me, he rejected me, God gets all the blame from false doctrine. These are evil days. You need to know that. You say, I want a positive message. This is positive. God says, I'm going to be with you in the furnace.
Pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio, with his message called What We Really Need When We Really Hurt, Part 1. Thanks for spending some time with us today. You know, God loves hearing from you. He really does. What We Really Need When We Really Hurt, Part 1, is part of Pastor Jack's series called Anchored, A Study in 1 Peter. It's a series that takes us through the life and times of the Apostle Peter, whose love for Jesus Christ carried him through some great persecution, and whose compassion for others still inspires us today. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio. What if 2026 wasn't about doing more, but about knowing God more? This January, we're featuring one of the most powerful and timeless books on Christian faith, Knowing God, written by J.I. Packer. Now, this classic has helped millions of believers move from knowing about God to actually knowing God personally. With deep biblical insight and heart-centered focus, Packer invites you to explore God's character, his love, and what it really means to walk with him. It's not a quick read, it's a life-changing one. Start your year with truth that will reshape your mind, strengthen your heart, and deepen your faith.
Friend, this is a great book to get, and take time to read it. Maybe read a page or two a day. Contemplate it. Think about it. But friends, get a copy for yourself, Knowing God by J.I. Packer. I promise you, it affected my life. It'll do the same for you.
That's Knowing God by J.I. Packer. Get your copy for a gift of any amount at jackhibbs.com.
Hey everybody, I want to thank you for being with us throughout this year. And can I just please take this opportunity to pray? Father, I'm asking you
to not only heal our land and to do a tremendous work in each and every one of our hearts, but Father, that you'd send revival to the church and an awakening to our nation. But Father, for all of those who have joined us on these Bible studies this year, that this remarkable time would be a settling in of their faith. And as they look forward to a new year, make sure that they walk. The first step for the new year to come would be with you, that they would determine that they're going to walk now with God close like never before. So Father, we desire to know you more as we look ahead to the future, and we thank you for the year gone by. In Jesus' name, amen.
This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.